Hi, everyone.
Don't you have to patat first?
What patat?
To line up your videos.
Okay, give us a clap.
With which hand?
Both your hands. Loudly. One clap.
Okay. Did it work?
I think so. Thank you.
Good one?
Yes, thank you.
Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Sure. Done.
Hi, everyone. I am Sheena, and this is another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
And I am your co-host.
What's your name today?
Triple Bang Trid Banger.
Triple Bang Trid Banger.
Yes.
Bang, bang, bang.
Triple Bang Trid Banger, the second.
Do you go by Bang, Bang, Bang for short?
No, just two bang bangs. Triple Bang Trid Banger.
Okay. Welcome
to the number one podcast you're listening to right now.
We are on location.
We are on set.
Yes.
Coming at you live.
Yeah.
Every week, we will do the different house of a neighbor in our basement. We go to their houses, we take pictures, and then we recreate.
No.
Using cheap fakes in our house. And they will be shocked when they watch this and say, hey. Set. And we only put up videos filmed in their homes when they're out on vacation. So they think we've come into their house and we've filmed an entire episode, but really we're in our basement.
That's insane. Can you imagine if they just like turned on their YouTube video, their like newest YouTube video, and it was us in their room?
We're not telling them.
Of course we're going to tell them.
No, this is so much better.
So we are visiting, we're visiting Vermont.
Yes.
We are staying in our friend's house in Vermont. It's a beautiful
space. They have a monkey lamp.
They have, this decor in this house is incredible. So we thought, why not take advantage and do an episode here?
It's beautiful.
It really is.
Why are you drinking your microphone?
I am not drinking my microphone.
You look like you're from Harry Potter.
And doing what?
Like they speak to their finger, the microphone. What do they use when they're doing the tournaments? And they put their thing to their throat and then they speak.
Oh, I don't know.
You should do that.
I'm not a magician.
No.
Or a wizard. I don't have a wand. I just have a tiny microphone and I'm holding it in my hand to get the best version of the audio that I possibly can. You're welcome, friends.
I thought this thing was called a lapel mic, so I stuck it on my lapel. Silly me. That I was supposed to hold it like a little teacup. I didn't realize. Want sugar with that? Spot of milk? We are hoping you will forgive the difference in audio because these are not those nice big mics that we have in our basement.
Which is why I'm doing my best and holding the little mic.
We have the lapel mic.
Yes, I'm holding the little mic as close to my mouth as
this
I possibly
mic
can.
Has big shoes to fill today.
Yes, it does.
So we'll try our best.
Yep.
That's okay.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you get good audio, sometimes you don't. Go with the flow.
We're hoping that this week is going to be good audio.
Do I have to call you Papito during
Please
the whole episode?
Don't. So last week.
When you say Papito.
Okay. Last week, we left our viewers on a cliffhanger.
What happened?
Last week, we left our viewers on a cliffhanger.
Our listeners?
And listeners. There's video and audio. Though the video component is doing a little bit better than the audio component.
I like to live in the fallacy world where the audio is doing better than the video.
Well, we can also ask our video people to also listen to these in their cars on the way to work.
Just mute it and play it in the back. Helps with the count. Thank you for making us the number one podcast you don't listen to in the car, but you watch at home. Much appreciated. And don't forget, you must drive home when you drive to work and you should play it then too.
This is true. Okay, so can you tell people
Thank
what happened
you, same
at the
500
end?
People who are pumping these numbers.
Can you tell people what happened at the end of the last episode?
You said I'm dirty, not romantic, so I bought you a purse.
I never said you were dirty or not romantic.
I don't remember the last
you
episode.
You completely made that up.
Oh, what did you do then?
We talked about romance. We talked about love and how people show love in different ways.
You said your favorite song is Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. Oh
my God. I did
how
not.
How does that song go?
You and me, we're at a bad romance.
Okay, Papito, don't insult me. Just get on with it.
Last week, in a show of romance,
yes,
because you wanted to show me that you were romantic.
I did a dance for you.
You did not. You gave me a gift, but you also gave it with this little note that I had to wait a couple of days to open it. And that was as a precursor to our next episode, which is this week.
This one.
On patience. So this week, we're talking about patience. And we actually...
I like what you did.
What?
I made you show patience.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't even bring the bag to show them. You're going to make your audience wait patiently for the next video to show them?
Well, I didn't bring it to our ski retreat.
Ooh, that's not nice.
I didn't think I was supposed to bring it to our ski retreat. Did I tell them that
you
I would...
You brought the podcasting equipment, but you didn't bring the bag that you wanted to talk about.
No, I wanted to talk about patience. It's not about the bag. It's about the lesson.
If you were watching a video where at the end they showed you a boxed gift.
Yes.
And they said, next week I will show you what's inside.
Who goes on a ski vacation with a fancy purse?
The person who takes the podcasting equipment to discuss said purse.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Okay, people, I'm sorry. I forgot the purse at home.
I have a solution.
It was a beautiful purse. What's
just
your solution?
Just take a photo and put it in.
That just
take
seems
photo of
very,
you with your
seems
purse.
Show-offy.
I think it is a show-offy purse. Yes, that's what the lady told me in the store when I bought it. She said, you know why you pay extra for this? Because she can do show-offy things on her podcast.
That's not why I have a purse.
Let's return it.
Okay, I looked up the definition of patience.
You did?
Yes.
What did it say? Come check tomorrow, I'll give you the definition.
Patience is not the ability to wait.
No.
It is not.
No.
It's the ability to wait while keeping a good attitude. That's what patience is. Remember we were talking about patience like on the way back from where were we? Where did we go?
I have no idea what you're talking about at all. The last 30 seconds I was thinking of something completely different.
What were you thinking?
Whenever you say, oh, you know what the dictionary definition of something is, I know that someone was just mailed in the episode. So I was thinking of like other things completely. Were you talking to me?
Okay, the reason that I looked it up was because...
You have a dictionary, but we won't show you people because that would be pompous of us to show you that we have books. So don't worry, this show is not about people who own books and dictionaries. We're not those people, we're the normal people. We just use Google like the rest of you.
Can you just let me tell the story?
Yes.
We were talking a few weeks ago.
Yes.
We were talking about patience and what...
Yes.
What was it to be patient? Do you remember we started talking about this in the car?
Yes.
Okay. And you and I came up with very different definitions of patience.
Okay. And I said it's like when you get shot and you're waiting in the hospital, you're a patient.
No. Patience.
Yeah, two people get shot. No. Plural. Patience.
Oh my God. This has nothing to do with my topic of patience.
Patience?
CE.
Huh?
God.
For those of you who don't like Serious Tread, check out now.
Think just about
skip
something
1 minute.
Else.
Skip 1 minute.
Okay.
Hit fast forward on your app.
Okay.
Three times.
Uh-huh.
Minute 50 I need. Patience.
Yes. Is a virtue.
Is one of the most important skills you can have.
Yes.
And luckily, it's something you can develop with practice.
Yes.
You know those studies you've all heard about where they take a kid and they leave them in a room and they say, here. They leave a piece of chocolate in front of them. It was actually marshmallows that they left when they did the study. They left a marshmallow and they told the kids, if you wait when I come back, I'll give you two.
Yep.
But you have to wait.
Yep.
And they leave the room. And the kids that actually waited to get that second marshmallow did better in life.
They like tracked the kids for life?
For life. Overall speaking, they did better because that one skill really helped them in their life.
Yeah.
So patience is one of those things that you have to constantly work on because it's that important.
Yep.
Delayed gratification is what that study was about.
Yep.
And if you, for whatever reason, I don't remember, I didn't read the study.
You did not read the study?
I read it a long time ago.
Oh, you did? You actually read the study?
Not the whole study, but you know. I think I asked someone who ate a marshmallow once. Okay. But after half an hour, he ate two marshmallows and he's doing very well in his life.
Okay.
So it's kind of the same thing.
Okay, same thing.
You can
same.
Look it up if you want.
Patience is one of the craziest, hardest skills to learn.
And you can work on it.
And you can work on it. I'm like, proof of that.
Sometimes I go, I wait for the bus. Yeah. And when it comes, I just leave it. I take the next one.
That's not patience.
Just to see if I can wait for the next
one. That's not patience.
No?
No, that's stupidity.
That's patience.
That is not. You want to watch the bus leave and wait for the next one to come just to show yourself that you can wait?
Yeah.
No. Sometimes life makes you...
Lemonade.
No. Sometimes life makes you learn patience when you least expect it.
How's that?
I think that there have been multiple times in my life that I have been tested. My patience has been tested, and it's a skill that I have had to practice over the years. So I'll give you three examples. No, I'll give you two examples and one story.
The story contains no examples. It's unrelated.
The story's about patience.
Oh, so it's three examples.
No,
it's first not. Two aren't stories. They're prose. One is a poem, one's a song, and the third's a story. But okay. All are examples.
I'm going to tell you.
Which one is it?
I don't know.
Is it a story? Will you be singing it or speaking it? Speaking it. Does it rhyme?
No.
So it's not poetry?
No.
Is it like prose poetry? That's like, I'm not that familiar with the different types of poetry. If it rhymes, it's poetry in my head.
So, at the end of last week.
Is this a story?
Yes. At the end of last week.
Starting with the story, people, then we have two more examples coming.
At the end of last week, you gave me this box. You asked me to put my box with my gift on the mantle.
Yes.
And then we said we were going to tell a story about the last time we put something on the mantle.
Yes.
The last time we put a little envelope up on the mantle, and not only did we have to have an exercise in patience, but we asked our entire family to have an exercise in patience. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I don't think that was that hard. Was that hard for you?
It was hard.
It was hard, but I think people find it hard to believe that we did this.
Yes.
When we were going to have our first child,
yes,
I wanted to know if it was a boy or a girl.
And I did not.
She did not want to know. This will make perfect sense for all of you who have listened to us or have seen our stuff. I am more logically inclined and Sheena is more emotionally inclined. Yes. She wanted the surprise.
This big surprise. I wanted the drama.
I was like, there's two options.
It's a boy or a girl. We know them
both. They're both fine. I don't want a yellow or a green room. Like, I don't want one of these default colors. I want to know in advance. I want to prep in my head.
But for the record, we didn't have a blue or a pink room either.
No. That's when we learned that they only wear white onesies and they poop in them for the first 6 months of their life. That's true. We didn't know that. We were first-time parents. We had no idea what the hell we were doing. We also thought you'd be back at your music career 6 months after he was born.
Yes, this is true.
So what we did was we compromised. We said, let's get the technician who does the ultrasound to write it on a piece of paper and give it to us, and then we can choose whenever we both agree to open it. But I wanted to open it before the baby was born.
Yes.
But we didn't know when.
Yes.
So we went home with the sex of our child in an envelope, and we put it on the mantle.
We did.
And that was some point in the summer.
And it was there for months.
Yeah, summer or fall. People would come over to ask us what this is, and we'd say, oh, that's the sex of our child.
And they'd yell at us. Every single person who came to visit us just was very dramatic and yelled and said, how could you do this?
But they all honored our desire to keep it a secret.
But it required a lot of patience.
Is that patience or is that willpower? Yeah.
Maybe all of the above.
So we ultimately opened it during the winter holidays when our family was together. We just passed the envelope around. We said, okay.
Yep.
Time to see what this is.
Yep.
So you had your months and months of fun and games of people touching you, strangers, saying, oh, yes, the head is this way, the body is that way, must be boy, must be girl. And then I got to know.
Just for the record, it's no fun when random strangers touch your belly.
I should stop doing that when I see pregnant women
on the
train.
Please don't ever do that to anybody.
I always thought that's a customary thing to do.
No woman likes that. No woman likes to be randomly touched by strangers.
You didn't say go, and if you see a pregnant woman, do Gucci, Gucci, Gucci on her stomach?
Please don't do that. You're going to get us in a lot of trouble. Or yourself. You know what? I don't know you if you do that.
Gucci, Gucci. I won't do that anymore.
Please don't do that.
So the end of December, we found out we're having a boy, and less than 2 months later, we had a boy.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the story
about... Who had a pink room.
He did
not. Because it was too late.
It was beige.
It was beige.
It was beige.
Just like his mother.
I'm not toe beige.
Toe beige babies. Toe beige wife, toe beige babies. You know what they say.
I don't know where that color came from.
If your wife is toe beige, so are your kids.
Oh my God. Okay.
Was that insane?
I think it was.
To put the kids.
Some people
sex
would
in
say
an
that.
Envelope.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. Do what makes you happy.
100%. It worked for us.
I don't even know if that's a test in patience.
I think.
Or willpower.
Every time I walked by the mantle, I was like, oh, should I just go
that's
check?
Willpower. Are patience and willpower the same thing?
Maybe.
In that context, they are. Wow. Look at that. You learned something new today.
But not necessarily always. Like, okay, I'll give you another example. When the children were small. Okay. You know when kids are learning certain skills, like I want to put on my own socks or I want to put on my own shoes. It's so easy as a parent to say, let me just do it for you.
Yeah.
But you have to exercise that patience and you have to like have that willpower not to jump in and just do it for them because it's to their benefit to learn that skill. I learned so much patience.
How do you learn patience?
Because I know that that's
by
not
shouting at your kid. Is that how you learn it?
I mean, it wasn't
like,
always
are there
the
tricks?
Yeah, of course
like,
there's
tie
tricks.
Tie your shoes, you bloody stupid.
You're not
just
gonna
put
do
a tree, take the rope tight, put the rabbit in the hole, pull his ears, bloody.
You're not gonna do that to a kid.
No, in your head you say that.
But then you use your willpower to not say those things out
Stop
loud.
Stop using willpower, that was my word. Now using them synonymously.
I'm not. You use the willpower to exercise the patience.
So they're like two sides
of the same coin. They're both skills that work
Why
together.
Why do people say that? Huh? Two sides of the same coin. These are two sides of different coins.
Willpower
Who would ever say that?
Nobody.
Those are
two different things.
So why you need to say it's two sides of the same coin?
Because it's the same one unit.
Why can't you just say it's two sides
of
the coin?
Because it's the same coin.
Because which imbecile would say these are two sides of different coins?
What if you have a pocket full of change?
Let's go back to screaming at the children who don't know how to tie their shoes.
Okay. I use that as an example
what
of another thing in my life.
What about the time I came home and both the kids were in the recycling bin?
It was just fun. They were jumping.
Yeah, they were jumping.
That had nothing to
do
with either patience
you
or willpower.
That was just fun.
That was them just
jumping
crushing
on
the recycling.
Okay.
Okay.
I always wanted to ask you about that. You can't do that.
They were helping me.
If you are upset with your kids, don't try to
don't
recycle
stuff
them.
Them in the
Doesn't
recycling
matter if
bin.
It's second Thursday or whatever, or they're coming. You cannot put the kids in the recycling
okay.
bin.
I was talking about the fact that there are moments in our lives that really test us and they test our patience. And having children is one of those such moments. All these things that the kids want to learn. And remember, what was Zara's first thing that she ever said?
My do it.
Like, this is Miss Independent over there, who just everything she wanted to do herself.
You know what she did to me today?
What?
She took me down a black diamond skiing.
She's insane.
She wasn't supposed to do that.
You guys went up that mountain to do a blue.
Yes.
And you came down a black.
I didn't plan on telling you this, but I have video evidence.
You went down a black?
We went to the top.
What? You remember you told me it'll be fine, come with us?
Yes, you
I'm so
could
glad
have come.
I didn't come you with
could
you.
You could have come.
No, then I would have had to go down a black diamond?
Yes.
No.
But you could have sat down and slid on your bum like last time you got stuck in the situation.
You weren't supposed
it's
to
a
tell
story
everybody
for another
that.
Day. So we went to the top.
Yeah.
And we took that other lift to go right to the peak.
Yes.
Because we saw on the map.
Yes.
There were blues that you could take all the way down. And they connected
That's
here and there and they come down.
That's what you said you were going to do.
When we went to the top, I had this brilliant idea. Uh-huh. To pull out my cell phone and record the purple bird skiing.
Yeah.
Side note, we call her the purple snowbird because her outfit looks like a tropical bird.
It's amazing.
So I started following her.
Yeah.
I was not looking at any signs because I was trying not to fall on my face. And then she just kept going left and right. And all of a sudden we get to a point where we're looking down and there's this like steep slope. And we look at each other and we realize we
You're
have
on a
gone
black.
Left instead of right, and now we have two options, Black Diamond 1 or Black Diamond 2.
Oh, my God.
So I said, I have to put my phone away.
Yeah.
I put it away. I looked at her. I looked at the slope.
Uh-huh.
She was showing no signs of fear.
I love that.
I was not allowed to show signs of fear at that point because I wasn't actually scared for me. I was nervous for her.
Yeah.
But she wasn't nervous.
She's been skiing for like 2 years. It's
yeah,
not...
but she wasn't nervous.
That's amazing.
So I looked at her and I said, oh, it's a small portion that's a black diamond. Then we connect to blues again. And she said, okay. I said, you feel good? You ready to go? She said, yeah. I said, okay, I want to capture this.
Yeah.
So again, I pulled out the phone. Uh-huh. And I started recording. And it took us, because we went right to the peak.
Yeah.
It took us like 8 minutes to get ski down.
I know. We were waiting for you at the bottom.
And we were not going slow.
My goodness.
We were whipping down this mountain.
That is insane.
I will show you video.
That's why the purple bird was walking with a pep in her step today.
Was fluttering today. I figured at the very least I'd have a video of me laying on the floor, just covered in snow.
But none of us collapsed.
We just made it down.
That's amazing.
How's that for patience?
What does that have to do with
patience? Patiently waiting for my faceplant video in the snow.
I was patiently waiting for you two to show up downstairs.
Were you scared? Were you wondering what's taking so long?
No, I wasn't, actually. You guys are both very good skiers. I was, of the four of us, I'm the most nervous for myself.
Yes. And the other potato decided to go learn to snowboard this weekend.
He actually exercised a lot of patience today with himself.
Why?
Like, he's not very good yet because it's only his second day out on a snowboard. So naturally, he's not going to be very good. But he is so committed to just teaching himself. He did the lesson yesterday, and every time he did a run, he got better and better and better. And I don't know, it's pretty impressive to watch how resilient they are.
You know what was fun?
What?
When we got back in the car and we were telling the story, mm-hmm. about how he's learning to snowboard and how she and I had to go down more aggressive terrain than we had intended. Mm-hmm. And then someone on the phone asked you whether you also went down, and you said, no, I'm not interested in doing that. And then they asked you whether you're interested in getting any better at skiing. It was like a serious question, like, oh, you have no desire to continue to hone your skills while the rest of your family gets better?
I really don't.
And you're like, no, I'm good.
I'm very good in my lane.
I'm happy.
Yes.
Nervously skiing down.
I'm not
slowly.
Nervous. I'm not nervous skiing on greens. And I'll do like a small little portion of a blue. I'm perfectly satisfied with this level of skill. Going out, doing a few runs, going back to the lodge, reading a book, drinking a hot cup of coffee.
I just really love the way the question was asked of you. So you have no...
So you're not getting any better.
You will not be bettering your skill while the rest around you just keep skiing? And you're like, no, I will not.
I have peaked. It's not that I've peaked. It's that I'm perfectly satisfied with where I am. There are things that I want to improve in my life, and there are things that I have no desire to improve. There are two things I wanted to talk about when it came to patience. And I think my life has been like an exercise in patience. I am not a patient person by nature, I don't think.
What do you mean by nature?
Like, I think my nature...
Like when you're outside?
Huh? What?
When you're out in nature, you have to do things?
No, I think that certain things people are naturally better at and certain things people have to work hard at. I think I tend to get stressed out when things don't run on time. I think I tend to get worked up when, you know, like things aren't going a certain way and I have to fight that urge. Like that's my nature, but I fight that urge. And maybe it's something that I've learned. It's a learned behavior, but I do think that I fight that and I struggle against it. Like I'm going against the grain.
Versus what?
I think...
Some
people are naturally a little bit more chill.
Go with the flow.
Yeah, I think you are. You're more go with the flow. The two moments in my life where I think that I have learned a lot of patience is one, when we had our children. Children are like the ultimate test of patience. Children don't have the capacity to express themselves completely. They don't have the ability to express their desire to be independent, their desire to do certain things. And you have to just patiently build that into your expectations or lack thereof.
You made it.
Yeah, you made it and they have no control yet. Now you have to deal with it. That is just, and what are you going to do? You're going to yell at a kid, like a 1-year-old baby?
Never seen that.
The third thing that I think is the most important is sometimes you expect that life is going to go a certain way and you can put in your efforts and you can do all the things that you need to do to make whatever it is that you want, make it happen. But ultimately, life teaches you this test of, like, it tests you in your patience. I was not meant to work full time when the kids were younger. I was not meant to go back to work. I was not meant to release music when I was in my 20s. I was meant to do it later on in my life. And life, I think, taught me to just be patient and patiently wait for the right time, the right moment.
Is that patience, or is that just trusting whatever is supposed to happen for you will happen for you? Like, you think if you were having this conversation 5 years ago, you'd be saying this? You'd be saying, oh yes, life taught me to be patient, even though you weren't doing what you wanted to be doing?
I think, yeah, I would say that. Life has taught me to be patient all along the way.
Even though you're not doing what you want to do?
Yeah, even though I was not doing what I wanted to do in that moment. But I was doing other things.
Is that patience?
I think so.
Or is that just trusting that when the time is right, things will happen?
I think it's both.
When it's supposed to happen.
I think it's both. Because I think we can tend to stress out. We can tend to worry. We can tend to try to get in our own way instead of just hanging back and being patient.
So what is the message to the listener? Because not everyone's as lucky as we are.
If you think that you do not have the capacity to learn this skill, you are sadly mistaken.
Patience?
Yes.
Just keep listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Wait for the ending. Do not go before it ends. That will be a test in patience.
Mm-hmm.